Welcome to the prolific teaching ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Iren, lead pastor of Celebration Church International. It is his vision to partner with you for your progress and joy in the faith. Ready, set, grow.
Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles, John chapter 3. John chapter 3 from verse 1 to 2. By the way, what you're about to read very much tallies with what we talked about Upper Wednesday, when we said there is a purpose to miracles. And so when Nicodemus acknowledged that Jesus was a man sent from God, because no man could do these great signs except God be with him, Jesus immediately saw that as an opportunity to introduce the preaching of the gospel and said, except a man be born again. And you're wondering, what is the correlation? I was giving a compliment about the miracles that work in your life, and you're talking about being born again, but there is a purpose to the miracles. And we want to talk about something else right now. Hallelujah. Something else right now. John chapter 3. Hallelujah. John chapter 3 from verse 1. Are you there? Read together. 1, 2, go. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Verse 2, 1, 2, go. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God be with him. You see, anytime I read this verse, reminds me of something that Bishop David Oyedepo will always say. He says, only fools doubt proofs. You may not like a man, but you can't deny the results in his life. So he says, Jesus, you are so controversial. I ought not to be here. That's why I came by night. No one must find me with you. Nonetheless, I acknowledge that a man cannot do these great signs except God be with him. I acknowledge it. And that's why I'm here. I said that to say this. I said that to draw your attention to a present our reality. Listen, friends. God is with us. And in fact, that puts it mildly. More specifically, God is in us. Say, God is in me. You see, there are many wonderful theological implications of that. Justification is one of them. I've taught you this before. You see, and divine presence is proof of divine acceptance. So once upon a time, Peter did not believe that Gentiles could be sons of God. But one day he was preaching in the family of Gentiles. To the family of Gentiles, in the person of Cornelius, and whilst he yet spoke these words, I'm using KJV language, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the words. And because of that, that experience changed his theology, or made him pay attention to good theology. And he realized that God is no respecter of persons, because divine presence is always proof of divine acceptance. God will not see fit to fill Cornelius with his Holy Spirit if he had not accepted Cornelius. That theology is so simple. However, besides the beautiful theological implications in justification, there are also charismatic implications of divine presence. Charismatic implications. And it is simply this: if God is with us, there would be signs to show for it. It's that simple. That's what brought Nicodemus to Jesus. He says, no man can do this great sense except God is with him. If God is with you, you're going to see power. It's that simple and that straightforward. The Bible says, God also walking with them, talking about the apostles, confirming their words with signs following. So God was with them. And
And as proof,
there were signs to show for it. Did you hear what I said? And this is our expectation. Because God is with us, there will be demonstrations of power. Did you hear what I said? Demonstrations of divine power. Because divine presence makes the impossible possible. Say that with me, everybody. You see, attached to the atmosphere of God are the possibilities of God. They just go hand in hand. Every atmosphere carries potentialities. Listen, as we are here now, if someone begins to float in the atmosphere, some of you will run away because that's strange. But if we're all out in outer space, we will all float and that will be the norm. Because different atmospheres carry different possibilities. Is that simple enough? And so in the atmosphere of Jesus, the possibilities of Jesus become the norm. As simple as that is, it's very important for you to understand. So, different atmospheres, different possibilities. So the Bible made that contradistinction every now and then. For with men, it is impossible, but not with God. Are you getting this? For with men, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Listen, you must make that differentiation in your life. Impossibility is context specific. It is context specific. With men, it is impossible, but not with God. Why? For with God, I like the way one text puts it, nothing shall be impossible. I prefer the negative affirmative. Nothing shall be impossible. Did you hear what I said? Say with me, say with God. Nothing shall be impossible. So, the priest, Zechariah, was going about his priestly assignment. So Zechariah the prophet was going about, or the priest was going about his priestly duties when all of a sudden there was an angel in front of him. And the angel said, listen, your prayers have been answered. Your wife, who although at that time was already, you know, past menopause, will have a child. And then Zechariah, who by the way should have known better, looked at him and said, how shall this thing be? I like the way the angel responded. He didn't explain, he didn't respond with any complex theology. He responded with where he's coming from and who he is. What do you mean, how shall? He said, I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. That was his response. So the atmosphere I carry is the answer to your question. How can this thing be? Do you know where I'm coming from? I stand in the presence of God. Gabriel can't understand impossibility. What do you mean? Oh, maybe I forgot to introduce myself. If you knew where I was coming from and who I am, you wouldn't ask how shall these things be. What do you mean how shall this thing be? I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. Listen, it was typical in the Bible. Angels literally cannot understand doubt. They just cannot relate. So, I mean, think about how fascinating it is for the disciples to be around Jesus, and right in front of them, Jesus begins to levitate. He's giving his final words and he's levitating and he's flying and a cloud receives him. Listen, if you were there, you'd probably be lost, like watching, wow. Next thing, the Bible says there were angels around them, and the angel said, why are you watching? Don't you know that the same way he went, he will come back? Do you understand? The angels couldn't understand the force. Like, what do you mean, wow? What? It's normal. Just imagine you brought someone from generations past into this world, and the person sees cars and is like, you'll be like, are you okay? Is everything fine? That's how angels respond when you're asking, how shall this thing be? Listen, you are dealing with your realm. And so there are some things that don't trouble you. If you have a headache, you probably just buy some painkillers. But there are some things that the doctor will say, and you start shouting, you're afraid. How shall this thing be? Oh, they said it's cancer. Listen, with men it is impossible. But not with God. For with God, phenematificators. Say this with me prophetically. Say, with men it's impossible. But not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Listen, I don't care what the issue is. Problem with your liver, problem with your kidney, problem with your heart. With men, maybe impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things, I don't care, your leg, your eyes, your ears, with men, impossible, but with God, nothing shall be impossible. Did you hear what I said? And that's a good place to begin this night. If God is with us, forget it. It only takes a touch. Hallelujah. We are the church of Jesus Christ. Do you know what that means? We have the privilege to be the ministering presence of the Son of God on earth. To be the generating agency of the power of God on earth. Every doubt stops when people see us. People can't see us and doubt the power of God. We are the answer. We are ambassadors for Christ. Did you hear what I said? Say with me one more time. Say, with men, it's impossible, but not with God. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for free surgeries. You know, I think I've shared this testimony. Someone had already paid to travel to India. I had to pause to speak in tongues because the Lord told me, as I'm sharing this testimony, all related cases will be healed. So she had already paid to travel to India to have fibroid removed. It was a done deal. And then hands were laid on her, and fibroid the size of a cup disappeared. Hallelujah. I'm talking about type of testimony where the doctor was saying, I can't see anything. And she was like, what do you mean? What do you mean you can't see? The doctor, out of annoyance, like, are you trying to teach me my job? Turned the screen to her like, look. Hallelujah. Say me one more time. With men, it's impossible. But not with God. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Say, nothing is impossible tonight. Hallelujah. Say that with me one more time. Say, nothing is impossible tonight. The Lord is working on the hearts of many of you because you've doubted. Or maybe you just got tired. Hallelujah. And as I was flying down here, I saw a vision of me singing this song, and it's for someone here to sing along because the Lord is calling you to repentance. I have made you too small in my heart. Oh Lord, forgive me. And I have believed in the lie that you are unable to help me. But now, oh Lord, I see my wrong. Be my guide and show yourself strong. And in my life, and in my soul, be magnified, oh Lord, be magnified. Oh, just magnify him right now. Say, be magnified, be magnified, oh Lord. Hey, you are highly exalted, and there is nothing you cannot do. Worship him right now. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified. Oh Lord, sing it one more time. Be magnified. Say, be magnified. Oh Lord, thank you, Jesus. You are highly exalted. And there is nothing. Oh Lord, oh Lord, my eyes on you. Be magnified. Oh Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh Lord. Be magnified. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible tells us in Mark chapter 11, Jesus was walking by a fig tree. You know, the fig tree looked alive, vibrant, and he wanted to eat of it. And by the time he came close, he saw that there was no fruit on it. And then he said, no one will eat fruit of you anymore. And the Bible says the disciples heard. And when they were passing again, not too long after, Peter, I think it was the next day, Peter was shook. He said, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dried from the roots. And Jesus did not say, celebrate grace. He didn't say that. This is one of the most, there were many times Jesus' response did not tally with what was being said. I can give you many instances. They came to him and said, the Greeks seek you. He said, except the corn of it fall to the ground and die. Like, hold up, sir. You know, I only said people are looking for you. And so he said, the tree is dried from its roots. And he said, half. Faith in God. This was his response to the astonishment of Peter. Why are you surprised? Have faith in God. And so, what was he trying to get Peter to know? He was introducing him to the possibilities of God, the potentialities of God. Why are you surprised? Have faith in God. You're surprised because of the lenses through which you see these things. Have faith in God. In this realm, mountains move. In this realm, you can talk to mountains and they obey. In this realm, you can talk to trees. Have faith in God. I said, have faith in God. Mountain might represent to you something, I'm speaking metaphorically, anything that seems to intimidate you, any challenge that looks insurmountable. It's just so big. And then you wake up in the morning and it comes to your mind. You see no way out of it. And then from the earthly realm, it's impossible. No way out. But then God says in his word, if you shall say to this mountain, be removed. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. But then, he didn't just say have faith in God. Some of you, it looks like that's your problem. Because there's more to that. God can do it. I know God can do it. It's not enough. The originals actually say, have the God kind of faith. And what's the difference? In the God kind of faith, there is a participation. Listen, faith in God says, oh, God can do it. Whether he will, well, I don't really know. But having the God kind of faith has the expectation that it will happen to me. That's the difference. And then I have a role to play. If I say, did you hear what listen, there are some things hanging around your life you believe God can lift. Oh, God can do it. But that's not what Jesus is teaching. Jesus says, if you shall say to this mountain. That's the difference between faith in God and the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith does what God does. You're going to take an action and say. Hallelujah. Earlier in the Bible, we are told that at the presence of God, mountains skip like lambs. And now in Mark 11, he says, you also see. So because you said, mountains can move. The results of God can be your results. Because you are functioning in his name. Thank you, Jesus. We make a miracle work, promise. My God. Waymaker, waymaker. Hallelujah. All right, time is fast spent. Say with me one more time. Say it from the depth of your spirit. Say with God. Tonight, nothing shall be impossible. And all parties. Let deaf ears open. In the mighty name of Jesus. All right, we pray three prayers. Let me tell you something. Do more than pray for the sick. I want to strengthen your faith in the miracle working power of God in your own life. So we're going to function together. Are you ready? Stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Say with me, right now, as I pray, I stir myself up. Said, the glory of the Lord is stirred from within me. The power of God is operative.
Say, power to get stuff done. Power to heal the sick. It stirred from within me. I stir it up right now. Say it again. I stir it up right now. Right now, I emit grace. I emit power. Anyone close to me who needs a miracle receives a miracle. Say, I give direction to the power of God. Let it work for the healing of the sick. Oh, say right now, from the crown of my head to the tip of my toes, I'm full of power. And I give direction to that power. I give direction to that grace. Now, listen, you're going to say this. You're going to pray a prayer. You sense the atmosphere has changed, right? You're going to pray a simple prayer. In the name of Jesus, any demon tormenting anyone, causing sickness, causing oppression, I expel. Listen. I don't just want you to pray just like a prayer warrior. I want you to pray like someone who is doing something. See it happen. You are giving direction. Do you understand me? So right now, in the name of Jesus, any demon tormenting anyone online or on site, I expel you in the name of Jesus. Make that declaration right now. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. I believe. So right now, any devil, Emene Kosakaya, tormenting anyone here, voice. Listen, you know, as we prayed last week, we got many testimonies. The power of God hit people watching online. They fell to the floor. So one of us sent the link to our friend to tune in. The power of God hit her on her room. She was pinned to the floor for 30 minutes. So she sent her friend a message. She said, you have to explain what happened to me. Afanose Catalis. Thou devil of darkness, causing sickness, causing disease, I command you in the name of Jesus, be expelled. We cast you out now. We cast you out now.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For inquiries, reach us on our helpline 0809 996 7000. Blessings.